AG Eric Schneiderman on Wednesday announced a federal civil rights lawsuit against the Utica City School District, which says that for years the district has diverted students over 16 with limited English away from Proctor High School. They were sent to attend alternative programs in separate buildings where they couldn't pursue a diploma and missed out on gym, art, music, and extracurricular activities. Justin Diebler is an assistant attorney general in the Civil Rights Bureau.
Our office began a statewide joint compliance review back in the fall of 2014 with the State Education Department to make sure that all districts were enrolling students, particularly young immigrant students, in accordance with the law. And around the same time, we received a complaint specific to the Utica City School District.
That complaint involved students lacking choices.
Not being given the opportunity to enroll in Proctor High School if they were over the age of 16. What we came to understand was a widespread policy excluding those students from the high school.
Schneiderman's office found the district required any student it perceived to be limited English proficient to provide immigration documents as proof of age. The district would then review those documents and divert students over the age of 16 into alternative education services, separate and apart from the general program offered at Proctor High School. The district's practices pushed out not only recently arrived refugees, but also individuals who had spent several years in U.S. high schools in other states and who had only recently transferred to Utica. Superintendent Bruce Karam did not return calls for comment. He did tell the Associated Press that the AG's claims are without merit and says more than 200 English language learners between the ages of 17 and 21 are currently enrolled. Schneiderman says Utica has one of the highest percentages of limited English households in the state. Again, Assistant AG Diebler.
The relief that we're seeking specifically is to make sure that all students who are eligible to enroll and want to enroll in the high school are enrolled, and to make sure that the district has appropriate policies, procedures, and training in place to ensure that these problems don't happen again.
New York State Senator Joe Griffo, a Republican, calls the lawsuit ridiculous.
And it's a slap in the face of the hard-working, dedicated teachers and school employees who've been taking steps to improve the education that they offer their students. Instead of attacking a struggling school like Utica, which is doing its best with limited resources, the AG really needs to be focusing on issues that are really confronting and challenging us, such as cybersecurity threats and terrorism. This legal action really smacks of retribution by the Attorney General, because the Utica School District was wise enough to join other small cities and suing the state for not providing its students with fair and equitable funding. I am involved in the legislature trying to fix that problem so schools like Utica get the full funding they deserve to serve all of their students.
Utica's Democratic Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi tells the Observer-Dispatch that the issue is that the district has not received the funding it needs to provide quality education. Figures released by the district show approximately 1,700 English language learners presently enrolled, counting some 200 between the ages of 17 and 21 who attend the high school. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.